Deuteronomy 22. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 22, verse 1. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide yourself from them. You shall, in any case, bring them again to your brother. If there's something that someone else needs, and you have the means to help them, then God expects you to do it. Common decency. Doing to others as you would have them do to you if the circumstances were reversed. 2. And if your brother be not near to you, or if you know him not, then you shall bring it to your house, and it shall be with you until your brother seek after it, and you shall restore it to him again. So in this case, take it home, take care of it, and wait for your brother to show up. Wait for the owner to show up, and then give it to them. 3. In like manner you shall do with his ass, and so shall you do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost, and you have found, shall you do likewise. You may not hide yourself. In other words, don't avoid responsibility. We have a responsibility to be our brother's keeper in spite of what Cain said. 4. You shall not see your brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. Give him a helping hand. That's what God expects. Take care of each other. 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination to the Lord your God. Today you got men dressing like women, you got women dressing like men. And in some cases they're called heroes for being so bold. They're bold to sin. A woman should look like a woman and a man should look like a man. And they shouldn't try to confuse the sexes. That's wrong. It's beyond wrong. It's an abomination. That means it's detestable to God, your creator. Oh, you shouldn't be so mean-spirited. Okay. Then I won't say anything. You can go to your grave ignorant and then wonder why you're punished. 6. If a bird's nest chanced to be before you in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam or the mother sinning upon the young or upon the eggs, you shall not take the dam with the young. Restrain yourself when it comes to nature. 7. But you shall in any wise let the dam go and take the young to you, that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days. Now, God expects us to extract things from the earth to use for our benefit, for food or whatever the case may be, but he expects us to be responsible as we do it. 8. When you build a new house, then you shall make a battlement or a parapet for your roof, that you bring not blood upon your house if any man fall from there. Put a fence around there. It's just responsible. Be a responsible citizen. Don't be reckless and endanger other people as a result. God expects you to use your brain. 9. You shall not sow your vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of your seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. Don't use various seeds in the same vineyard or in the same field. It's not natural. God wants us to do things that are natural. And it's not a good idea for one thing. Different crops will ripen at different times. So then what? When you go in the field to harvest one crop, the other crop isn't going to be ready, and you're going to destroy it. 10. You shall not plow with an ox and with an ass together. And that's because they go at different speeds. They're not syncretized. And when that happens, they're going to be tugging and pulling and fighting against each other. Again, it's not natural, is it? 11. You shall not wear a garment of diverse sorts of woolen and linen together. And again, don't use various fabrics. God is sending the the message that we are not to mix good with evil. Verse 12, you shall make your fringes upon your four quarters of your vesture, wherewith you cover yourself. And this was strictly for the Israelites. 13, if any man take a wife and go into her and hate her. In other words, if a man marries a woman and they have sexual relations, but he turns against her, 14, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid, I found her not a virgin. And so if he accuses her of being promiscuous, of having had sex before their marriage with obviously someone else, 15, then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. Bring the proof that she was indeed a virgin on her married night. And that proof was kept. It was given to the father. 16, and the damsel's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man as a wife, and he hates her. He dislikes her. He doesn't want her for some reason. 17, and lo, he has given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not your daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. They need to provide proof that she was a virgin on her wedding night. 18, and the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him, punish him, because he slandered this woman in Israel. This godly woman, and he was trying to get an excuse to dump her, basically, is what it was. 19, and they shall immerse, in other words, they shall fine him in 100 shekels of silver and give them to the father of the damsel because he has brought up an evil name upon the virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. In other words, he's got to take care of her. Because that was a big part of being a husband, obviously, was taking care of a woman because it was very difficult for a woman to earn a living in those days. 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of her virginity be not found for the damsel, so if he wasn't lying, and she really wasn't a virgin, 21, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she has wrought folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shall you put evil away from among you. Sex before marriage was punished by execution. that would take care of the pornography industry. That would take care of much of the movie industry, much of the television industry, and that's the way it should be. If this was enforced, strong families would be the rule, not the exception. And God would be honored. 22, if a man be found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shall you put away evil from Israel. Same principle. God wanted to keep his people pure. 23. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed to a husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her. In other words, a man forces her. 24, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them with stones, that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife, so you shall put away evil from among you. So it was assumed, actually I misspoke earlier, it was assumed that she was not forced, but that she consented, which is the reason that both of them were executed for this sin. 25. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. And verse 26 tells us why. But to the damsel you shall do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rise against his neighbor and slays him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none to save her. So God would give the woman the benefit of the doubt that obviously if this was being done in the city, she could have cried out if she was against it. But if it was done out in the country, nobody around, she might have cried out and nobody would have heard it. So God says, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt and we'll spare her. But the man obviously was the aggressor and he would pay. 28. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all his days. That would take care of a lot of premarital sex, wouldn't it? If by law any man who had sexual relationships with a woman was forced to marry her and then provide for her, take care of her the rest of her life, it wouldn't be just, you know, one-night stands. No such thing as a one-night stand, because if there was a one-night stand and both consented, they were both put to death. If a man forced a woman, he was put to death. Verse 30, a man shall not take his father's wife, nor uncover his father's skirt. So this is the sin of incest, and we've looked at this in depth in the past, against God's law, against God's rule.